From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is addressing concerns about North Korea's nuclear ambitions. On CBS program Face the Nation this Sunday, Mr. Trump told host John Dickerson that he won't be happy if the North conducts another nuclear test. He also said he doesn't underestimate leader Kim Jong-un and called him one tough cookie. However,
we have a situation that we just cannot let. We cannot let what's been going on for a long period of years continue. And frankly, this should have been done and taken care of by the Obama administration, should have been taken care of by the Bush administration, should have been taken care of by Clinton.
President Trump has marked his 100th day in office, saying he had brought profound change to Washington. He spoke late Saturday in the state of Pennsylvania, which helped him get elected.
Politicians sent troops to protect the borders of foreign nations, but left America's borders wide open for all to violate. We've spent billions and billions of dollars on one global project after another, and yet, as gangs flooded into our country, we couldn't even provide safety for our own people.
And he also spoke ill of the news media. Eight Syrian rescuers known as the White Helmets were killed Saturday when an airstrike hit their office in the rebel-held Hama province. It is unclear who had carried out that attack. The Syrian army, backed by Russia and Iran in the six-year-old war, has been making a push in recent weeks to regain rebel-held areas such as Hama province. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.